And we'll put the attention on the breath for just a few moments. And please repeat after me. I'm of the nature to decay. I have not got beyond decay.
I am of the nature to decay. I have not got beyond decay.
One should now investigate and inquire whether one is actually conscious of that or never gives it a thought. Or whether one is conscious of it and rejects it, tries to stem the tide with all possible means, because one considers decay an unfortunate mistake of nature. We can also look to see whether we actually be able to find the decay in the body. Have things changed? Are they different? Is there something that is no longer quite the way it was? It's very important to recognize whether we have, having recognized the decay, whether we have a resistance to it. Any resistance hardens the heart. It doesn't matter what we resist. And the heart needs to be totally malleable, flexible, soft and open to meditate properly. And also in order to be happy. So are we having any resistance? I am of the nature to be diseased. I have not got beyond disease.
I am of the nature to be diseased. I have not got beyond disease.
There we can investigate whether we've had any kind of bodily illness or any kind of physical unease, no matter how slight or how grave. Toothache, headache, tummy ache, sprained ankle, measles, whatever it may be, colds. And then have a look. Did I want those diseases? Obviously not. What does that tell me about the ownership of this body? Am I truly in charge? Or does the body have its own functions? Obviously, we react to it with the mind. But am I really owner? And is that really me? And if so, why does a body do things I heartily disapprove of? I'm of the nature to die. I have not got beyond death. There's hardly any question about that. But one of the things we need to investigate: would I be ready to die now? And if not, why not? And then investigate whether there is a certain underlying fear that I may not be able to prevent death. What am I afraid of? Why is there fear? Why don't I accept death as naturally as we accept birth? All that is mine, dear and delightful, will change and vanish. This we need to investigate from our own personal experience, whether the people, the situations, the feelings, the experiences that we have found delightful, which were dear to us, whether they have changed or possibly even vanished. And then look at that which is dear and delightful to us now. Can we accept the fact that that too will change and vanish? That includes our self, but all the things that we hang on to. Are we willing to let go of the clinging? I am the owner of my karma.
I am the owner of my karma.
Here we can investigate whether we are taking full responsibility for everything that happens to us, or whether we're looking for outside causes. Karma is the cause and effect teaching, which means that anything that we experience has been caused by previous intention. Although we may not be able to connect the two. So what it needs here is an investigation whether we feel totally responsible for our own situation, for the happenings in our life. I am heir to my karma. Here we can investigate whether we are aware that we inherit the infects. So if we want a valuable inheritance, we have to manufacture it ourselves. I am related to my karma.
I am related to my karma.
This is the closest relationship that we will ever have. It's as near to us as our own skin. And it's the one relationship that we are forced to come to terms with. We have no choices. I live supported by my karma.
I live supported by my karma.
This means that whatever karma we have made is our life support. And we can look at it to see that we really have no other choices then be determined to make good karma now. Our support system on every level, physical, mental, emotional, is a karmic resultant. Whatever karma I shall do, good or evil, that I shall inherit. That is an affirmation for this particular moment. This is the first moment of the rest of our lives. What are my intentions? And if I take karma and its resultants into consideration, what are my intentions?